This podcast is suitable for students between the ages of 16 to 25. If you're interested in self-improvement, productivity, study tips, this is the podcast for you.
Welcome to the Sweet and Sour Podcast.
My name is Abdumumuni Hikmat. I'm a student just like you. I'm passionate about personal development and productivity. So, if this is your first time listening to this amazing voice, don't make it your last. If not, sweetie, you know how we roll now.
Let me hear you say H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode on the Med School Reality Series. I'm sure you really enjoyed the last episode you've just listened to. And if you've not listened to that episode, please do well to listen, as we had, like, you know, a very, very interesting guest. Like, I'm sure, in fact, from my accent, if you're going to, like, want to listen to that episode. Anyway, on today's episode, I have another guest, obviously. I already told you guys. So now we've done 200 levels. So this person now is in 300 level. She's very pretty. She's smart. And she goes by the name Zainab. So thank you so much.
Hello,
thank
everyone.
You so much, Zainab, for joining me. By the way, she's like Ibra. So Ibra girls in the beauty.
Yay. Yo. Okay, hello everyone. Okay. It's an honor to be here.
Let's get to know more about you, like Zainab. Just
okay, my name is Zainab Ahoyza Yusuf. I'm a 300 level medical student of the University of Abuja. I enjoy cooking, drawing, painting, and playing basketball.
Okay, you enjoy fighting too now?
Oh yeah.
Okay, no, you guys. Karate. It's not like this. It's not violence fighting. It's martial arts.
I involve in martial arts.
Yeah, thank you so much, Zainab. Before we proceed, I would like you to just be grateful. So what do you think, what are the three things you're grateful for? I know Nigeria is hard. So
it's not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy.
First of all, I'm grateful to God.
Cashless economy.
I swear. I'm grateful to God Almighty for sustaining my life and that of my family. Then I'm also thankful for my family, my parents and my siblings. And finally, I am thankful for friends. Because without them, I don't know how I would have been able to navigate this whole policy.
Alhamdulillah. Have good friends. You get why? Okay. So, what do I even ask first? Okay, let me just go by the way I did the previous episode.
All right.
So, before med school or before you gain admission to university, did you have to wait for a long time? Or did you get admission easily? So which one was it for you?
It was actually not hard at all. Wow. I finished school 2017, 2018, and I got admission immediately to study medicine.
How did you feel?
I was happy.
Oh my God.
I was really, really happy and I was thankful. So just, I thought everything was going to go like, you know, fast now. Yeah.
But then they're in the Nigerian federal school.
Exactly.
Strike is going to struck you. Okay. So, why medicine? Why did you badly want to do medicine? Or it was just a thing of like, that's like just what, for financial gain. What was like your reason behind wanting to study medicine?
Okay. It's actually a funny story.
Okay.
Because at first I wanted to be a lawyer.
Wow.
But as time went on, I switched to pharmacy because of my aunt. Was like a role model to me.
Okay.
Then all of a sudden, I think I was in GSS 3 and my sister had this game on her phone called Heart Surgeon.
Okay.
And I was just playing it and like you get to transplant hearts.
Wow.
And it was so amazing.
Wait, Jess, you already transplanted?
I thought it was just like, you know, a game. I didn't know that something like that actually existed. And they were like, they transplant people's hearts and other organs. So I was fascinated. I wanted to do that. So that's how I made up my mind that I wanted to be a cardiothoracic surgeon.
Hey! Oh my God. So, okay, so who is a cardiothoracic surgeon?
A cardiothoracic surgeon is a surgeon. You know, surgeons are, you know, doctors that operate in the human body. So they specialize on the heart and the thoracic region in general.
Oh my God.
So
I really want to be like you. Well, so like you had that interest since like when you were in GS3.
Yes.
And then so, did you ever think that, okay, if for instance you never got into medicine or you like, you never opportunity to study medicine as you are now.
Yes.
What would it have been?
I think I would have then gone for the pharmacy.
Okay.
That, you know, crossed my mind at the time.
Okay.
Or I would have just gone for microbiology or biology. Okay. Anything in the scientific field that is related to life.
Wow. So you didn't think of going back to becoming a lawyer again?
Nah.
How about like, how about an artist? Like, you know, you can draw very well.
Yeah, so I draw.
Okay. You guys, I'm going to like actually put like a link to your art. Like, no, Zainab can actually draw. No cap. Okay, so that's very nice. So I know this is like maybe a bit, it's going to be a bit, how would I say it? But then it's something that we must touch on.
Yes.
Because like it's part of who you've become so far. So how did it feel like to have to take a year in med school?
It was horrible. Okay, at first I was in denial. When results came out and people were screaming that they passed and all. You know, passing 100 levels, like, when you pass 100 levels, you think that, okay, I've done it.
Dusted everything.
Yes, I've dusted everything. But then you come to 200 level. And then they still keep that same mentality of only 50 people passing. And then my problem then was overconfidence. I had this overconfidence that, okay,
I can't fail.
No way I can't pass. There's no way they will call first 10 people and I will not be amongst the 10. So it was overconfidence. And then I had issues with biochemistry and physiology. For physiology, I wasn't too, you know, surprised because I was having issue with CVS, cardiovascular system, that I was interested in.
Wow.
I was having issues.
Hey, the cardiothoracic surgeon.
So, but for biochemistry, it took me by surprise. Then we were at home. We all went home, you know, to review before the results came out. So when I was watching a movie with my sister, when the results came out, my friends were blowing up my phone. Then I was like, why were my friends calling me? Just for me to go online and see that, okay, the results were out and I had to repeat the class. Why my friends passed? It was, at first I was in denial. I pretended like, didn't really touch me and all until I think the next day. Because my parents were like trying to ask me, are you okay? Are you all right? And my sister, they were worried.
So you didn't tell them?
No, I told them. And they were like trying to say that it's okay. I was just trying to tell them I'm fine because I didn't cry then.
Yeah.
Until the next day, man, I cried. I swear to God, I cried and it was horrible. But anyways, you'll be fine. Ooh. I'm fine.
Alhamdulillah
for everything.
Wow.
So we did write the transition exams again and I passed.
Alhamdulillah. I feel like that's the thing because like I think one thing I've picked from your story is not to be too confident.
Exactly.
Although it's not bad to be confident in yourself, do you understand? Like to have this positive mindset that you can, you know, overcome this thing, but then you can't do anything without God. I feel like, I mean, I'm a support,
exactly.
I'm a big time religious person,
it's
know?
True.
So like you can't do anything without God, and sometimes you have to. And also I'm a believer of like at some point in your life you have to fail.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So like just like my previous episode that I did, the first episode, Khadija had to like write jab like about 4 times. Do you know, I feel like that was where her own
struggle
came in. And even I have had my own like personal struggle to all these things. And that was even before I got admission to study medicine. Do you understand? And so I feel like at some point, because eventually you can't just come out and then your story would all just be all clean, all smooth. You don't have anything to like just say about your story. So alhamdulillah, like now you're already in 300, the 300 level that you were not there in. Alhamdulillah, you're there. So the next question is, what was your reaction to the cadaver when you first saw the cadaver? How did you react to it?
Truth be told, I was already building myself up to be like, you know, maybe scared or no.
Okay.
Like I thought I was going to be scared
or
traumatized.
Okay.
But funnily enough, it was just there.
Wow.
Because then our seniors would be like, okay, you have to be careful. There are some people go out, some people react to formalin and stuff like that. But when we entered, it was just there. It was still fascinating though to see, you know, the human body lifeless. But
and then I feel like one thing that for me, when I first saw the cadaver, I feel like, you know how it's just like this person was once living.
Exactly.
And then you're just like, alhamdulillah, like thought this person would want to be in your shoes, like really standing and maybe be able to like do some other things that they were not able to do when they were. I feel like it's just a big way to humble us as human beings.
Exactly.
To know that like we're not better than them, alhamdulillah that we're alive. So yeah, so all these courses now, you're talking about chemistry, physiology. Yes. How come the thing is that, like, how is it that, like, people struggle with upper limb, everything, and anatomy is not now the problem?
I know, right?
How is anatomy not the problem? Like, then it's biochem and, like, physiology. Do you understand? Like, upper limb, you see people like, oh my god, I don't know this, I don't know that, or thorax, or all these, you know, all these things. Then what course gave you the most fight?
The course that gave, I was thinking that anatomy would be the one to give me issues because that's what our predecessor said.
Okay.
But then I realized that it's actually physiology that I love because it relates to me more. Like, it has to do more with the biology that I was already, like, established in.
Okay.
So I was thinking that it would be the easiest for me. But when we wrote that CVS, the one I told you about earlier, I got it at 8. That's over 100.
Hmm.
It was very, very bad.
And was it like when you wrote the incos, you were like, oh, I just said it, you know? And I'm saying that, me, yes. Like this, if I write incos, when I just come out, I don't say anything because I don't even know if I just said it or not until the results come out.
That's the thing, you can never be too sure.
Sure of anything.
But when I wrote it, it was a subjective exam.
Okay.
And I was thinking, subjective exam is either you know it or you don't know it. That's just the thing.
Okay.
So when I wrote it, I was still thinking, it was not too good, but I didn't expect it to be that low.
Yeah,
I was thinking, okay, maybe the lowest I can get is like a 50.
Like, but then I got a
38. And the funny thing was that someone had 70, you know, another person had 80. You know that kind of feeling now when, like, people damn. Are having, like, there's this huge gap. I wasn't the lowest.
I think I was speaking to Khadija one time.
Yes.
So we're looking at, like, our in-course results.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I was saying her, like, it's not about if you get a 50,
yes.
And, like, the highest is like a 60, you understand?
Yeah.
You would feel like, even if you get a 49 and the highest, yes, is like a 50, you would feel like, oh yeah, I, yes, did feel. Even if you get a 40 and the highest is 50, you feel like, well, if you don't get like 40 and the highest, like, someone's getting 100.
Exactly.
You're like, yes, you are finished.
Then you know that, okay, you really whooped this time.
Okay. So what works better for you, textbooks, videos, or a combination of the both?
I am not a big fan of videos.
Okay.
Although Ninja Ned has really put me through life.
Ninja Ned. Shout out to Organic Chemistry Tutor, to that man.
Shout out to you. You guys are doing very well.
I'm telling you,
we'll be here right now if not for you guys. Thank you so much. I think I'm more of a textbook person.
Okay.
Videos, I don't know. Whenever I try watching videos, I fall asleep. I don't know why.
Oh. You said it at once.
Akland, oh my god, he's amazing. He's toughy, but man,
I feel like he has a bedroom voice.
I swear to god, like lullaby, like if you want to sleep, just watch Akland videos, you sleep, but you also learn while sleeping. So I think I'm more of a technique.
Okay, so how have you been able to kind of like keep in check with your mental health? Because, like, it's really important. I feel like that's one of the part of us that we forget, but then it's really crucial because, like, these days people are falling into depression, exactly, committing suicide. So how have you been able to keep yourself in check with, you know, things that happen around you, especially with medicine?
Mm. Alhamdulillah. Mm. My mental health has been a little bit wobbly ever since I had to, like, retake the class, okay, again. But then family and friends have actually stepped in, you know, to play a role. My mom calls me every single day. Like, we talk more than twice in a day. So just hearing her voice is therapeutic for me.
Mm-hmm.
Then Almighty Allah has also, you know, provided a medium for us to communicate with Him through prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So I pray,
yeah,
whenever I feel down. I talk to my friends too. I draw. Drawing is therapeutic. I swear to God, you guys should try it. Or painting. Then,
oh my God, when you said drawing therapy, do you know my therapy? My therapy is sleeping.
Actually, what works for you? Some people's therapy is crying.
Oh my god.
And
I think it works for me too. Yes, it works for me. Like, you feel okay, like, to the cry. Stress is like, it's leaving your head.
You get?
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, so the next question I'm going to be asking you now is, let me see, where did I write that question? Okay. So far, what has been your biggest challenge? I think maybe your biggest challenge will be having to take a class.
Yes.
So after that, like, do you have any other thing that has challenged you, like, that has been a big challenge for you?
Okay, it will have to be my reading pattern.
Okay.
I've discovered that I'm not a crammer. Mm-hmm. And in med school, that's like essential. Yes, you have to understand things, but there are just some things that you just have to, like, memorize. And if I don't understand something,
you don't memorize it.
I can't memorize it. I can't remember. So that's really a big problem for me.
Okay, so we have like three more questions to go. So the third to the last, is that correct?
Yeah.
It's like, you know how everybody wants their children to study medicine. Yes. Although like medicine is a good course, like you can want your children to study medicine. Parents pressure their children. So like I feel like my own point is, what's your take on parents pressuring their children to now study a course just because they are smart? Do you understand? You can be smart and want to do like engineering, you want to do law, you want to do art, you want to do something different. But like, you know, some parents just pressure you that, okay, well, go and study medicine. And then I've seen people who say, I studied medicine just because of my parents. God forbid, exactly. All this struggle, all this stress. Hey! So I don't know, what's your take?
My parents never pressured me. They even asked me, when I was filling my jam form, they asked me, are you sure this is what you wanted to do? Yeah, what you want to do, sorry. And I said yes.
Okay.
I feel like no parent should pressure their child just because they are intelligent into studying medicine, because medicine is not for the faint-hearted. I'm serious, you guys. Your mental health is going to be destabilized.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's not easy. Nobody should be forced to study a course they are not interested in. It's only in Nigeria that you see that all these super intelligent geniuses go for medicine and engineering and law. Outside, you see them going for astrophysics. They go for, you know, science, all the science course, so that they can discover new things and all. So I don't think parents should force their...
And even at that, I think that, you know how parents, you know how in Nigeria, you just see someone just getting double promotion, like right from primary school.
Yes.
And then they're just forcing their children to like keep some people from SS2 the right way. All these things, I feel like if you're coming to, even if you're going to study a course, not even, you should not... be medicine. I'm sorry to say, because in medicine, apart from being smart, that's important. That's a prerequisite. Like, you have to know what you're doing. You have to be able to understand yourself. Like, you can't, because you will see people that would make you feel like you're unserious. You see people that will make you feel like a whole lot, like, I don't know how to, like, just different from what you've understood yourself to be. So you have to be able to understand, okay, this is who I am. This is how I understand how to read. This is how I have to plan my things. Like, you have to be able to, like, just understand yourself, know yourself, and be able to move in that med school, whether you're alone, whether you're with, however you are going to do it, but you have to just understand who you are. But then when you rush a child, the child does not even understand themselves. Do you understand? It's from, they'll just carry them from home. They've never gone through anything, you know. Everything is just double promotion. They don't enter med school, and then they're smart, but they can't handle the stress.
They're not even mature enough.
They can't handle the stress. You know, they'll just see people that are, okay, just imagine you're in a class with someone that just went to work SS2. You're studying medicine, and then in that same class you have people that have done BSc anatomy, people that have done BSc physiology, people that have done BSc, you know, all these BSc's, and then now you start to feel like you're dull. But then seriously, you can't blame anybody, because now you're not like emotionally prepared, you're not mentally prepared for like the whole journey that's ahead of you.
Drama,
so I feel like, please, if you have to take a year, pass your work obviously, and then if you have to take a year before you get into med school, that's also fine. But if you get into med school immediately, just try to understand who you are. Period. So one advice to your immediate junior.
My advice to you guys would be to always have faith in God and trust the process. Everything happens for a reason. Every disappointment is a lesson, like they say. So in the end, everything will turn out right, and it's okay not to be okay sometimes.
It's okay. What advice to anyone like still trying to write jam and, you know, just do all these things before school? What advice to them?
I'll say you should keep struggling. Definitely what will be would be. Okay, if this is what you really want, you can always have it. Just put in more effort, and by God's grace, everything will turn out well.
I like how all of you are so God related. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm
Thank
so grateful
you.